Is there any questions? How are the people responding?
It's been great fun. They're just sort of lapping it up. A few little pictures that they're trying to sneak in is the closest we can get to it is the picture rather than the word. It's a hologram, but it's a holographic paradigm, a holographic paradigm. And that may not be the exact wording of it, but it's the picture that they're presenting strong. The actual description is sort of skewed a bit. It's a holographic paradigm.
Well, why are they presenting that? What's their point?
There is no point. They're just engaging their ESP to get it in the record to show that it is.
An image of a matrix? Like in the movie The Matrix, we're inside a hologram? Is that what it is?
No. A holographic paradigm is more of a picture that they're trying to present for it to be just empirically referenced, but it's a
micro macro holographic.
Can be, but there's a larger dynamic. But the same way with this holographic paradigm can be activated and engaged just like an ESP is a spiritual gift. And we would say, yes, a human creator can be, do, or have anything they'd like to do, be, or have. But this is very interesting because this particular description that they're trying to put forth is one that is energetically created, not woo-woo in real technology, but it can only be noticed or experienced by what you call mostly ascended human creator, meaning someone who lives in woo-woo a bit to pick up on it, to be what you call a sensitive that picks up on this particular wave technology, which will be your next nano compressions that will allow a new level or degree of technology.
Yeah, so the person sending that may be from a parallel world, from the future, or a very advanced scientist or something, right?
Maybe.
Can you identify with them? Do you know where they are?
No. Interesting.
This may be an image coming in from another dimension, another world, so to speak.
Yeah, it's not too far from Plymouth,
Massachusetts.
We didn't say which one. We said not too far
from Plymouth. Oh, there's Plymouth, England, right. So I think we mentioned last session we might have parallel world people listening, but this is the first to send an image in a way. And we don't even know if it's parallel world. He's showing us what's coming.
And doing it in the obscuring his own purpose. So they're good enough at it to eliminate the reference. This is not their first rodeo.
With us or with the invention?
Yeah.
Yeah, with the invention. It's like Tesla. He did a B-level presentation, not what the Russian gave him. You know what I mean? So this is a distorted, just like B-level, so that we don't pick up what it actually is. Close to his back.
Where do babies come from? Your mother. Okay. Good enough. They don't want the bill of particulars.
Okay, that's great. Any other images?
Snow. You're getting it everywhere. I mean, it's quite an anomaly. And you know, this is the daggondest global warm, the coldest global warming we've ever seen. Folks are slap freezing to death in this global warming, and it's very amazing. You have blizzards all the way across your U.S.
Wow, that's when I heard the other day there was snow in Houston. That's all part of this phenomenon?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, we don't watch the news, so we don't know, but I heard something. So snow everywhere.
Yeah.
Is it deep? Is it piled up?
Yes. It is. It's blizzard conditions all the way across.
Can you look at that on your computer now?
Houston, all the way up. It's
up to Seattle.
Oh, no. This is going all the way to New York.
Right, but across the country to the coast, too, to California.
Dim to stern. That's exactly correct.
Why is that happening? Is there some special significance?
Oh, I'm so glad you asked.
Yes.
This is the question of the day.
Yeah.
Thank goodness. Here you go. Here's what's happening. People is done with it. They're done with this global warming crap. The marvelous creators are getting a hold of it, and they're thinking, okay, fine. You're done with hot, here comes cold. Wait a minute, that's too cold. Get it back hot. No cold, no hot, no hot, no cold. No, 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 no. Yes, 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 yes. Now, bum, 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 bum. Starts down like a pretty good cadence or a thread of music there, doesn't it?
Mm.
They're like, okay, you're too hot, here's some cold. Then here it comes. It is 8 degrees in Omaha, Nebraska, right now.
Mm-hmm.
8 degrees.
And that's a southern place.
Well, no, that's middle place. Omaha's and.
But you just. There's nothing outstanding about that, or is that is outstanding for Nebraska?
No, but it's just cold and snowing. And there are blizzard conditions all the way up through Wisconsin from like a line almost blanketing everything. Well, let's put it this way. When they start calling school up in the northern states because of snow, it's a hell of a snow. They go 30 inches and still have school, for Pete's sake.
So people start to hear that Gore was on the verge of making $1 billion from his global warming technology, carbon something.
No, it's a carbon, it's a tax. No, wait a minute. It's a tax on the carbon footprint. We don't understand how he, a private citizen, gets paid by a tax on a carbon footprint yet. But then we're not really surprised. We're not really surprised because guess what? You're still paying a tax on your telephones to the Spanish-American War.
Okay, I didn't know that.
You still are.
Is that something to do with China?
No, it's the Spaniards.
We owe the Spaniards on that.
Well, they collect a tax on it.
They collect our tax.
No, that was the reason. There was a tax from the Spanish-American War.
Oh.
Paying for the Spanish-American War.
For the American input into it.
For the American input. So they taxed telephones to pay for the Spanish-American War. And that tax has never been repealed. It's still being charged and collected.
And it did pay off the debt a long time ago.
For the Spanish-American War.
Right.
Yeah, you'd think. You'd think it would have covered it by now.
Okay, so but I'm just saying that the global meme, the people, they had enough of this, and are they taking a swipe at Gore by saying, let's really count
no,
global warming?
No, they're marvelous creators. And they're like, you're too damn hot? Okay, here's some cold. So now we're going to make it so cold that you're going to shut up about this globally warming.
Mm.
Or maybe they'll make enough ice they can ship it back to Greenland. No, Iceland. No, Greenland. No. Wait. They can't even make up their mind for that little country. The widest place on the planet they call Greenland. Go figure.
But they were trying to prevent people from overrunning them.
Why would being called Greenland keep it from being overrun?
Oh, no, that was Iceland. They called Iceland to prevent people from overrunning them. That was the story I heard.
Correct. But the Greenland. Is the whitest place on the planet.
So that's where the people that were looking for Iceland went instead. They went to Greenland.
Yes, so that people wouldn't think it's such a bitterly cold, icky place. And that's what set off global warming. You wanted it green? Okay, we'll make it green.
Now, is it the non-physical of the human creators that said, oh, you want cold? We'll give it to you.
Yes, but that doesn't create it. Yes, we do. Yes, we do. Yes, we do. But that doesn't create it. We just provide it. You've got to activate your own social skills to allow it to be manifest in your individual reality. And folks have had enough. Oh, what happened to the swine flu? People quit dying all of a sudden. What's up with that? Pigs landed.
It just dwindled off. It sort of whimpered away.
Well, then that's a good aspect of modern instant-speed telecommunications because everybody gets swept up on it, but then they get fed up on a mass level pretty quickly.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yes, indeedy. How delicious.
That's a chit-chat.
So paradise isn't lost after all.
But here comes ER or something A.
Yeah.
We made nothing. The disservice of media, you know, okay, this big thing comes in, everybody gets involved, gets duped by it, but then pretty quickly they say, nah, we're not having it anymore. And then a little while later they want another one.
Right. Okay, major storms moving east across the U.S. 12 hours ago, Alpine Meadows, California, near Lake Tahoe, received 42 inches of snow.
Ooh.
Before the storm moved out of the region Tuesday afternoon. 42 inches. That's a lot of snow.
In a day.
In a day. 42 inches. That's incredible for California.
Houston sets a record for early snow as pecan groves and cotton fields, blah, blah, blah. Snow and sleet were hitting the northeast U.S. city of Chicago Tuesday morning, delaying flights. So, yeah, they started their winter pretty early.
There's been snow in near Georgia already, and that's a little unheard of.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so, something about the weather. What?
No, it's not about the weather. It was about, you're too hot, you want it cold? Okay, here's cold. Here's cold, here's cold, here's cold, here's cold, here's cold.
Yeah, we hear about all this global warming and everyone thinks, well, what we need is a good ice age.
Yeah, or a good winter anyway, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay, I've noticed over the last week or two that the evenings are cold here in Maui, colder air.
Yes.
Is that because we're picking up that weather, that cold?
No, no, no. It doesn't have to, you don't pick up weather. Weather picks.
I meant the wind. The cold, we were picking up the cold, it was breezing over here, you know, whatever you call
it.
No,
that has nothing to do with it. In your world, you said how it is. You've heard this global warming crap, but you're done with it too. So you're like, okay, here's on, we'll have a little cold.
Mm.
So there it comes.
It wasn't just me and Kim. Maui's Hawaiians are saying that.
Well, we can't speak about them. We have to speak about you.
Well, okay, so we...
Because it's only creating your reality.
Yeah, because I didn't think about it. I don't worry about global warming, but you're saying I am on some level going against the global warming and bringing
it in. Let's have a little wind right now.
Hmm.
Yeah, we've been talking about, oh, it's winter, oh, it'll get colder, oh, and so we're creating it. So we better figure out what we want.
Well, we noticed it got cold. I don't know if we created it the first day as well. Maybe it's winter. This is winter.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but that's nip and tuck which started it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I want to go to another topic since the audience is not really sending much in, unless you're there and you don't want.
Well,
to...
you're hosting, so they're just sort of driving. We're engaging a little wind right now. Great fun, good tidings of great joy.
Okay, so I watched Angels and Demons, the movie. It came out earlier this year.
Did it matter or any matter to you, Bob?
Okay, I can't talk about the punchline because I've only seen two-thirds of it, so don't give me the ending and matter anyway. But here's what I noticed. Since Ian has entered our life since March this year, the various major themes discussed were the Vatican and antimatter. It's all, that's been developed a lot for the last 7 months or whatever it's been. Oh, Jesus, 9 months. It's getting on to 9 months.
Oh, you mean you're in your third trimester, Bob?
Yeah, the third reading.
Oh, my gosh, Bob, you must be in the third trimester. That means a birth. Are you dilated yet? How many centimeters are you? Come on, Bob, don't push yet, but if you're going to be born, oh, what a wonderful, marvelous time.
Mm.
Gosh, now, maybe that's how long it takes to get this kick started right into your reality.
Mm.
Let's play. It's great fun.
That's a good idea. Yeah, so 9 months, these three readings took 9 months to process. Right, you get that?
Mm-hmm.
Making a joke about what we joked about 20 minutes ago.
The three readings, 9 months.
Yeah.
Okay. So, three readings. Oh, yeah. So, definitely one of the continuing things we explored in those three readings was the Vatican and antimatter and symbolism and the bit of the occult and the mysteries. And as usual, one of the major movies, I don't know if it's a major movie, it's not that great, really, but it's a great travel log into the Vatican. It shows you areas we've...
It's going to be a great airplane movie soon.
So, the great airplane movie. But it is, again, an example of my own media xenocrity. that movie discusses my life and Carol's life and JW's right in front of us. Is there anything you could comment on that? Did I override the collective and impose my meme on everybody in Hollywood to make that movie?
So are you indeed a symbolist?
I've always been considered a symbolist.
Well, then that's your parallel, so, yeah.
And what was interesting, when they first show the guy, Carol,
mm-hmm.
he's swimming in a pool.
Mm-hmm.
Which is, I never did that forever in my life, but I did it a lot earlier this year.
Mm-hmm.
So it's totally autobiographical. How do I pull that off, Iam, to get Hollywood to make movies about me?
Oh, that's easy, Bob. Hmm. This is the most wonderful thing. We've never gone over this before. You see, you're a marvelous human creator.
Mm-hmm.
And you three things, meaning you have a good idea of what you're playing with now. And believe it or not, in the two process, you have a non-physical.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you don't engage it, but you have it, okay? Mm-hmm. We're telling you, again, you do. So, believe it or not, mm-hmm. Ripley will straighten it out for you. But then you have one where Hollywood says, there's something going on, there's something going on. This is what everybody's watching. This is what everything's doing. This is where to go. This is the way to go. We got to make vampire movies. We got to make vampire movies. We got to make Catholic Church movies. We got to make some kind of movies. We got to make 2012 movies.
Yeah.
We got to make this, whatever it is. And then that becomes a blockbuster or just a, what's the bad ones that aren't blockbusters?
A blockbuster. But the interesting thing is they still spend huge amounts of money. It doesn't matter whether it did well or not. It employed a lot of people.
You mean they found money again? I thought you got rid of all of it.
North Babbitt Hall. Sorry I said that. Carry on.
No, we're asking. If they found money again, that's okay. We don't have a problem with money. Money is wonderful, good as anything. So.
No, they did find money. It didn't. That's why most of them are
blocked. We were just being clear.
They spend a lot of money, a lot of bailout of Hollywood, stimulus packages, but they do not get any money back. That's why they're all blocked.
But are you ready for the new re-stimulus plan then?
Yeah.
The stimulus money that they didn't have, that they didn't use.
Mm-hmm.
Now they're fixing to re-stimulus the plan.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to re-gift the stimulus program.
Which is just an economic translation of more typing.
Well, they're going to make another deposit into their checking account to write checks out of their checking account.
And they can do that.
Well, they got to do some things, but yes, they're marvelous creators. They can do what they like.
They might have no dollar.
Yeah, that's right. And that was their creation as well, so that's okay.
Okay, so we were talking about how this works. So Hollywood says, oh, there it is. So they make the movie because they were picking up on me.
Sure. Because of this 3-2-1 process that we've never, ever gone over before, not once.
No, you have many times, but...
Oh, we have. Oh, okay. Well, Marvel, here we that's one more time. And then you'd say, Ion... Enough's enough. And then we would smile and lovingly say, yes, Bob, and too much is some more.
So they picked up on me. I must be beaming at the leading edge of creation, which Hollywood monitors. And they say, oh, Vatican, antimatter, those are the themes we're picking up in our seismograph, our memograph. We don't know where it's coming from, but let's do it. And I'm the one who's projecting it. Now, angels and demons can be seen as, you know, Dan Brown's a popular writer. I guess a lot of people think about his stuff.
He's a religious leader of the day.
Right. So he, it's all about him.
He gave Jesus grandchildren. I mean, that's pretty good.
What?
He gave Jesus grandchildren. That's pretty good.
Mm. Okay, so he could be seen as the meme. Hollywood wasn't thinking of me. But it's just in my experience, I never read his books. What I happened to be doing this year, which had nothing to do with Dan Brown, happened to coincide with the Dan Brown meme, and we're even doing it better. But, yeah, like the movie is a poor version of what we're doing here with Ion.
Yeah, it's fine. It's a good parallel. Creation at its finest. If you can't do it in real life, make a movie about it, and then make a movie about it long enough, and then it becomes a new reality. Isn't that what Star Trek did? To boldly go where no man has gone before.
Okay.
And now we're there. But we weren't then. But we are now.
Yes.
Oh, wait for it, wait for it. Here it comes. Okay, now we're here right now. Okay, go. There, went again. Oh, well, we'll catch it up.
I was doing that with Carol today.
Were you? Yeah. Imagine that.
I was going, here we are now. Oh, no, it was now.
Wait for it. It's coming. Wait. Ready. Oh, it's gone again. Okay. I guess get ready for the next one.
So what's interesting, the Android meme finds out that people are into Dan Brown stuff, so they put up this movie, and it just happens to coincide with Bob's parallel world, which is doing what the movie's into better. And so he said, yeah. That's why it's a bit boring to watch the movie. So, well, this is not what I was doing. I didn't do it this way, but there's a lot of action in the movie, and they
sure.
do the non-action move that I use.
Do you realize how pine trees are very, 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 very flexible? You can't imagine the resiliency in a pine tree. The pine trees here are laying on the ground, great big tall ones, and they're standing back up, and then they go the other way, around and around and around. So you like wind. When the winds and the waves obey your will, that's when you can say, peace, be still, Bob.
Okay.
And they will.
Okay. Is there any more points from the audience before we end the session?
How do you mold and form your children to achieve the best for them? And the answer is, very simply, this is from Katie, and he's from Oshkosh, Bagosh. What is it? Oshkosh, Wisconsin?
Oshkosh, Wisconsin, okay.
Yeah, Oshkosh, Bagosh, whatever that is.
Mm.
And that was the question. And the answer, very simply, is get off of your kids. Let them be. Talk to them. Communicate. Listen. They have ideas. They have ideologies that are embraceable. Don't push against all this. Just go with it. Trust them. Just like you say trust is earned. No, it is not. Trust is given. Trust is given. Because then you get to a place where then you don't need trust. Or you're less than because you haven't earned trust. Go with it. Let their imaginations be. And within that place of recognizing imagination, isn't that where possibility comes from? Well, there are many things that are not that are. There are many things that are that haven't been figured out yet. Oh, wait, so you have to trust. Oh, you have to trust. And then obey. Well, skip the obey business, because the obey isn't going to get you there. Be easy about it. Soften up with the whole thing.
Okay, so would I recommend a parent go towards homeschooling or send most schools rather than mainstream
school? No. Put them in military school. That'll do it. No. Listen to the child. They'll tell you.
Which school they want?
No, the school, pick your school, has nothing to do with it. What are they interested in? And then you can activate that. There are many school children that are in school that are making millions as actresses and actors. Right now.
Their kids?
They learn how to get a job to make money, they're already making more money than they'll spend. There are many, many children getting an education that are being educated that are Olympians. I mean, they are in the running for the very best of a particular Olympic world, and that's their whole world. Well, they still get the education, but that has nothing to do with running a triathlon.
They get their education in the sport or other stuff?
Well, they get their education. They can get the reading, writing, arithmetic on their own volition. Okay? Make them manage their own money. They'll get an education. They'll learn to cipher. Not is not. Not plus two is two. And two minus not is two. And not plus not is not. And they'll get that. Don't worry about it. Give them a checkbook and tell them that they're punished if they don't figure it out, because they won't have their real control of their money. And they'll learn to add. They'll balance their checkbook register. They'll learn how to use a credit card. They'll remember a PIN number. It's just a about it, to tell how marvelous it is that they've learned how to manage their macroeconomics. So whether they do or whether they don't, you don't have any power or control over. Whether they do or whether they don't, you don't have, you're powerless.
Wait a minute, but there is the law.
What law?
There is a law that kids have to go to school. They can homeschool it, but they have to go to school. Is that okay? Don't push against it.
Never.
And you started to say what law, but we cut you off there. There's laws.
Well, you can go to school.
Yeah, but you got to give them education.
Mm-hmm. In Samoa, is there that law?
Oh, don't bring up that little place. We're talking about millions of people in North America.
Oh.
Oh, okay.
Well, you have lots of laws in your great big North America. How are they working for you, Bob?
I'm outside the law, but I know it's a problem.
Oh.
Which is interesting. The we were talking about the de-evolution and the extreme contrast happening now in North America, we could say. And the kids are coming in, they're not going to have it. Are the orders that want to maintain a sense of patriotic military control of the society
from the halls of Montezuma to the shores of Tripoli?
Yeah.
I mean, that patriotic, or
yeah, that's patriotic.
Or we want you, Uncle Sam, or anchors away where you feel like you got to stand up, or wait, we're
okay. Many people today think America is a real prison.
Why do they think that?
Because they believe what the media said George Bush had brought in, the Patriot Bill. They lost their rights.
And Ion has said that
we are lost everything. Now, in that situation, it's like the Black Death. All these new kids are being born. So even though everybody's been killed psychologically in this American prison, there are more free-minded kids being born. Ion would say that, I bet.
Well, of course, Bob, but that's not just now. That's been going on since your beginning, that you can't know when is.
Right.
Well, that's a hell of a beginning, one that you can't ever figure out where is. That's not new. Hey, wars aren't bad. Wars created the Hershey bar. Mm. And without the Hershey bar, you'd play hell getting a sticker.
You mean it?
So that's contrast.
It was the original chocolate bar, so to speak.
No, well, Hershey was the original chocolate bar.
Yeah.
But there was chocolate. There's been cacao since forever.
I got it, but you're saying the Hershey bar was the mold that led to Snicker bar.
That could be made into rations, that could be sent to the troops, that Milton Hershey capitalized on, and that's what made Hershey bar. That's what made Hershey.
Yeah, you were saying it led to the Snicker bar.
Yeah, that's the outside coating of the sticker bar.
That's from Hershey?
Well, yeah, if there wasn't a war, you wouldn't have that tempered chocolate that would be able to cover the sticker bar and be comfortably waiting for your enjoyable experience of letting it slide down your throat hole.
Okay, so the image that
others chew at you.
Gerald's always forwarding me emails from people who are panicking about the loss of rights in America. And Ion has made fun of people not owning their houses, and what's the problem with martial law? You're already in prison anyways. It sort of goes along with that negative view of America.
You got rid of slavery and went to the penitentiary.
That situation is not a problem for the new kids coming in.
Nope.
No, the state demands education.
They haven't figured out a way to pay for it yet. They can't provide
right.
it. So, boy, that's a hell of a note in it. So, therefore, they should be indicted for breaking their own law.
So, because there's no money anymore, we're right on the Renaissance point of, hey, look at the absurdity of the situation. We're free now.
Oh, we love them re-Renaissances. They are fabulous. The re-Renaissance is a delicious, delightful time because guess what happens in a re-Renaissance? In a re-Renaissance time, the bells of freedom ring. Free spirits take into their place. Look at Russia right now. You can go to Russia and do anything. It's wide open. You want to go murder somebody? Go do it in Russia. They'd never even care. They wouldn't notice. It'd be just perfectly all right. Go just help yourself. Just knock yourself out. What free three delicious, delightful, wonderful experiences will be wrought from those marvelous creators that are now unbound. They're unbound. They go, oh, well, it's a mess. Oh, okay, what, really? So they're in better shape than your North America? Interesting.
There's murdering. What other potential things can you do there?
Anything your heart's desire. Anything.
Yeah, but you have to hook up with the people that provide it. How do you find
what
out?
What do you mean?
Them? How do you what find do you out mean? About them?
What do you mean hook up with ones providing it? If someone else has to provide it, then it's not your creation.
So there's a lot of creativity going on in Russia right now.
Absolutely. It's fabulous.
How are they getting their food?
The same way they always have, Bob, from the ground.
And the farmers make it, so they are making more and better food than under Soviet Union conditions? So they used to say 10 years ago, Russians were starving. I assume that's not happening anymore.
No, they're still making lots of vodka, but some of those potatoes they're eating.
So is Medvedev and Putin irrelevant to what's going on in Russia?
They're as relevant as they've always been, Bob.
Are most people ignoring them?
Well, yeah, because they're not, like, in power anymore.
Well, Putin and Medvedev are.
Well, what are they in power of? The anarchy that is Russia?
What are they doing then?
Just tweeting.
And making money in some way?
Well, I thought there wasn't any money.
Well, they're creating then, doing a lot of creating? What is Putin creating? What's he interested in creating?
You know, he hasn't even decided yet.
So how's he spending his time?
Trying to figure out what he wants to create.
So Russia is moving forward into the wonderful world that we're on the verge of creating in America. Russia's already doing it. Do they have schools? Those that want schools have schools, right?
Not so much.
Yeah, we should look into more what's going on in Russia.
There's nothing.
No, there's a lot going on in Russia.
Well, we can ask her.
Oh, there's nothing on it. It's hard to find out.
Right. So what you want to know, Bob, we'll tell you what you want to know, what you want to know.
Well, okay, what are the majority of Moscow people in Moscow? Are they sending their kids to schools? Are there
schools? No.
Oh, wow. What are they doing with their kids?
Trying to survive, trying to make a crop, trying to go back to the world as we know it.
Oh, so there's a lot of hunger.
No. What is that?
Just a lot of
providing your own way without money have anything to do with hunger.
Yeah, so they're doing a lot of agricultural.
Well, that's it's called abundance, Bob.
Mm.
Then you're starting to put the seed in the ground, and the ground comes forth and brings forth fruit. The fruit of the vine. Well,
is Russia the avant-garde culture of our time? Is it the one that's really actually where it's at?
Most of them that way would be behind the preposition.
What's the preposition?
At.
Most of them are behind that?
Yeah, if it's where they are at.
Yeah, okay. So, all right, sorry. All right.
It's your trickery, Bob. We're just playing with you.
Are the Russians tapping into their 3-2-1 process instinctively?
You better believe it. They most absolutely are, and it is delicious.
Are Americans on the verge of starting to do that too?
They're getting to the place for the only thing that ever worked anyway, which is the part of relax and allow.
And Russia got to that 15 years ago or more.
Okay, yeah, TikTok, whenever that is.
Yeah, a long time ago in relation to America.
Mr. Gorbachev, tear down that wall.
Do you give credit to Reagan for tearing down that wall?
No, I give him credit for developing the jelly bean market in the U.S.
What about
jelly babies?
But you don't give him credit for the wall going down.
No.
All right. So, well, can you say quickly why the wall went down?
Jane Wyman.
Ah, what'd she do?
She was married to President Reagan before.
And she put the idea in his head?
Apparently.
So Jane Wyman caused the wall to go down.
Mm-hmm. Hey, it worked great in Falcon Crest, too.
She was on that?
Mm-hmm.
She put the idea in Reagan. Reagan mouthed it. And Reagan saying that frightened or inspired the Soviet Politburo to do it?
No, Bob. See, it was all working itself out. They realized, just like the Great Wall of China,
mm-hmm.
doesn't work. Walls don't work. That just becomes the thing people beat their head against. Doesn't divide. That's the hurdle that you got to figure out how to jump over. So without the wall, you got more control. With the wall, that's the standard by which you're judged. This wall's not going to keep me out. This wall is going to keep you out. What is it? Tall fences make good neighbors?
Yeah, Robert Frost.
Mm-hmm. So now you got to box yourself in. Well, guess what? In order to be a good neighbor, you got to have a high fence. Well, now you're fenced in. So that wall did more blocking them in than it did keeping everyone else out. Because they joke about it with the East and the West, Berlin. They're as divided now as they ever were with the wall there. They're just as divided as they ever were.
Right. Was the Great Wall of China built on the 33rd parallel?
No, it's up and down.
It's all over the place. Is some of it
no,
on the...
No, it's up and down.
It's a sine wave over the 33rd parallel.
Yes.
Oh, it's up and down. You mean it's perpendicular to the 33rd parallel?
Longitude. Yeah. No. Oh. Longitude rather than latitude.
Is it on a special longitude?
Yes, it is.
Just like we're saying the 33rd parallel is a special latitude, quote,
yes.
Special. And I was listening to both the 33rd parallel, and Ion mentioned this in session 33. Ion mentioned, that's nice and poetic. Mentioned the Great Wall of China as implied, I don't know if it said exactly, was on the 33rd parallel. Well, now we're realizing, no, it's
it
on the...
It crosses the 33rd parallel, Bob. It intersects it. What that reading was about was at that point of intersection was significant.
Ah, okay, well, I'll look for that. That may come out because I haven't heard much of the reading yet.
Sorry, we didn't mean to spoil it for you. Wait a minute.
No, it's okay because I've already heard it. All right,
you created it the first time, so we weren't giving away the plot.
Right. So the longitude that the Great Wall is generally on is significant.
Was for the Mongols.
Was it part of the original continent, like the 33rd parallel was the middle part of the original continent when everything was tectonically together? Is it what would be the horizontal within the integrated continent? Not a big deal. I mean, the 33rd parallel just had to be the center of that continent. Nothing special about that, just had to be the center. And then it spreads out. Unless being the center did give it a special vibe.
You're so close you can taste it, but you're just so far away we can't get you there from there.
Is it ley line?
The answer is yes, no, no, yes, 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 no, 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 yes, yes. And there's a whole different dynamic that we'll get to another time when you're to that place. Because otherwise it would be which this and which yes,
right.
That's the wrong no. And
oh, okay, so are ley lines involved?
Yes.
All right, so on that point, you have anything to ask, Carolyn, or if there's anything more from the audience?
Chocolate baked Alaska.
That's the final image being sent in.
Yeah, chocolate baked Alaska.
And where is that from?
Canada, Quebec.
Very good. And the person's name?
Tommy.
Not a French Canadian name, just Tommy. There's lots of
nonsense. His Christian name was Henri, but it was Henri Thomas, so.
He's called Tommy. His friends call him Tommy?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, thank you very much, Tommy. Thanks for tuning in. He's a young person.
He is.
And he's tuned in. What's he think of what he's heard?
Thinks it's radical.
And he's a child, or younger, so he likes, did he hear all the educational stuff about young people?
Yes.
Good. That is radical. Does he like radical? Does temperament attract
you? Sure. Well, but the radical doesn't mean... See, Bob, there you go. The generation that would want to be known as radical, what you think radical is, they don't think that of radical. For them, their radical is actually normal.
To be normal is to be radical.
Rad. It's rad.
Right.
Cool.
Well, what is the norm? for this?
There's not one. That's the norm. That's the rule, Bob. The new rule is there are no rules.
That's what he would call radical.
But that's rad. That's
yeah, that's rad, and that's what everybody... Rad is everybody's into rad.
Yeah.
All right. Well, thank you, Tommy.
Yes, indeed. Great, great fun. Great. You know, we're going to have to stop saying this is an hour show because your hour only lasts for a few minutes.
That's right. This show was 2:22. There you go.
There you go. Good lick. There you go. Marvelous.
Well, we are complete. Thank you, Ion.
We are indeed.